Order.
Resuming after a week's adjournment, Parliament began another three-week sitting period at 2 with questions for ministers, nearly half of them about the state of the economy in the wake of falling dairy prices. Leading off for the government, National's chief whip, Tim McIndoe, had this question for his finance minister, Bill English.
What reports has he received on the outlook for the New Zealand economy?
After that loud but thankfully brief comment on the state of the economy from the opposition benches, the finance minister confirmed that he had indeed cited some reports.
I've seen reports where Fonterra have revised down their forecast payout from $5.25 to $3.85 per kilo of milk solids. Now, this reduction will clearly have a significant impact on the dairy industry and dairy-intensive parts of the economy. But it isn't a particularly surprising downgrade as it reflects the ongoing reduction in the international dairy price.
Mr English rejected opposition claims of an economic crisis.
No, I mean, when people use the word crisis, well, the opposition should explain what that means. If they think it means dairy farmers are sitting around with their head in their hands paralysed by low prices, then they're wrong. Actually, they're getting up every morning out into the cold, wet weather, doing the calving, milking the cows, spending the money they need to get their production moving and get their product to world markets. Calling it a crisis seems to me to be particularly useless. In fact, it downgrades the resilience and the responsiveness of not just the dairy sector, but households right across New Zealand to a bit of economic pressure, which they can handle.
After that insight into the thinking of dairy farmers from the Minister of Finance, the Prime Minister added the view from bankers.
Mr Speaker, one of the things the bankers will be looking at is they'll be sitting there and looking at the policies of a National-led government, which has supported farmers. They'll be looking at the proposed policies of Labor, which are anti-farmers, and they'll be saying, thank goodness, National's in government.
John Key also faced this question from opposition leader Andrew Little.
Can he confirm that there is a late entry in the flag referendum, a map of New Zealand with a for sale sign over it?
Yeah. Well, the Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, the member really actually needs to sort his game out, because either he wants to go onto his website and change his policy, which is to change the flag with a referendum, or he should actually realise he's playing stupid politics with actually something that could seriously benefit New Zealand. And that's why Labor continues to poll very poorly, because in the end, they're just opposed to everything the government's in favour for, not because it's a good idea or a bad idea.
Prime Minister John Key, who also faced questions about the controversial Saudi farm deal, as Rhys Lyon reports.
The government's dealings with a Saudi businessman in setting up a showcase farm in the middle of the Saudi Arabian desert was back on the agenda in question time when Labour's trade and export growth spokesman David Parker put questions about the deal to the Prime Minister.
What can his government show for this dodgy deal other than a sullied international reputation, a failed farm in the desert where the lambs died in a sandstorm, according to his own minister, the waste of over $11 million of taxpayers' hard-earned dollars, and still no free trade agreement?
But John Key pointed the finger of blame for the controversy right back at Labor.
It was the Labor Party that imposed the ban. It was the Labor Party that said they would reverse the ban. And it was the Labor Party that dispatched the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade at the time, Phil Goff, who told the Saudi minister they would restart, and it was then Labor government that actually did not tell the Saudis till they'd publicly made the decision. It's very inconvenient, but this all started with the Labor Party. That's what I call dodgy dealings. It's the Labor Party's actions.
Stepping to his party's defence and with more questions for the Prime Minister was Labor leader Andrew Little.
In light of the dump of 900 pages of documents last week that failed to prove a single word of the claims made by the Prime Minister about the Labor Party and the fact that it is the National Government that twice continued the ban on live sheep exports, isn't it time that he finally cut through all that crap and was just straight with New Zealand? What is the real reason why he paid off Al Khalaf?
Yeah. Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, angry Andrew worked the first time it was in Parliament. Now it just looks like bad language and the inability to actually front up and be honest. Phil Goff went to Saudi Arabia and misled them. The rest is history.
And after question time, a request for a snap debate on the release of documents relating to the Saudi deal was declined by the Speaker, David Carter.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.